では、ここからはマンスリーシネマトーク、東京、名古屋、神戸に参加してくださった皆さんから、お二人に対しての質問を参加者お一人に対してお一つずついただいてますので、それを順番にお答えいただけたらと思います。では、まず平塚さんからの、質問なんですが、劇中でフクロウが登場しますが、どんな意味がありますか？ハリーポッターへのオマージュですか？
You remember there was an owl that played a big part in the short film Bagman. And so we at first wanted to pay tribute to the short film and have this owl character that was kind of represented his father, his dead father in the short film, and was looking out for him and warning him of a situation that was about to happen. Kin, we felt like, although his father hasn't died, actually his mother had, it was still an animal that could see something special in a child and represent him having some kind of connection with our world and our creatures on a different level than we do. And so, you know, it was a way of just sort of having something from the short film and carrying it into this film, but it also had a little bit of a deeper meaning.
バックマンでもそのフクロウというのが出てきたので、まずその、バックマンへのトリビュートという形で登場させていて、そのバックマンでは主人公の亡くなった父親っていうのをちょっと表していて、
ね、そうなんや、
見守っていたりとか、そういうことを表していたんですけれども、付近にもそのフクロウを登場させることで、そのトリビュートっていうのと同時に、まあ、少しフクロウですね、特別なものが何か見えるような感じがする動物として登場させて、少し深い意味をもたらしている
という、そういうことか、なるほどね。では、続きまして、さっちゃんはナンダさんからの質問なんですが、タイトルを金とした理由は何ですか？劇中では誰と誰との関係のことですか？
Well, the film was called Bagman for quite a while, up until the point just before, maybe even after, I can't remember, that we shot it. And we knew that Bagman had nothing to do with this movie as a concept. And so we knew we had to change the title. And so we auditioned a lot of different titles throughout the whole process. And anybody who came up with a title was fine for them to say it, and we would put it on a list and we would all decide. And I remember this one guy came up with the concept of kin, and the movie to us was always about family and about a different type of family that is a different structure to what you're normally used to.
It was examining family through a different lens,
right?
You know, not just the normal family that you would see, but the family you create. The brothers that are not blood and that are sort of brought together.
Right.
The villains having a family connection, the heroes having a family connection.
So, and ultimately with the ending, there's a family connection there that jumps between
realms.
Different dimensions, different realms. And so the word kin in America is very much a family-based word. And I think it also, in a weird way, sounds kind of sci-fi. And so everybody grabbed a hold of that, and it represents what the movie's about.
結構撮影した後か、直前ぐらいまで、タイトルでバグマンで言ってたんですけれども、まあ、撮っていってコンセプトとしてはバグマンとまだ全然違ってきたなっていうところもあったので、たくさんの候補オーディションというかタイトルというのを、考えていって、で金っていうのに決まったんですけれども、関係のことなんですけれども、まあ、この映画自体がとても家族っていうものにフォーカスしていて、だから普通の家族っていうよりかは、その血がつながっていなかったりであるとか、悪役のところにもあるその家族としての関係性とかっていうところ、そういった広い意味でのいろんな、レンズを通して家族っていうものを見ているっていう、意味があります。
なるほどね、はい、わかります
。 And just quickly, there was one, I wanted to share two or three other titles for the movie. At one point, we were interested in calling it just Elijah, because that is his name, and he is the hero character, and it's all about the world against him. And soThat was one thing, but we thought maybe it was too simple and it didn't describe what the movie really was about. At another time, we were thinking maybe we could just call it Ray Gun, because that becomes the one object that changes the dynamic of everything in the film. And if that didn't show up, we wouldn't have a movie. And the word ray gun is very 50s and pulpy and sounds
nostalgic
in the way that we saw our 80s influences on the movie. And so, you know, the word ray gun to us wasn't even cool. It was kind of innocent. And it was interesting to kind of use one of those 50s type of terms as a title. There was a bunch of others as well, but that was the type of way we were thinking about it. But once we came to the word kin and everybody realized it was about, you know, it spoke to family, we were like, that's perfect.
他の候補っていうのの中でも2つちょっと紹介したいんですけど、はい、1つがイライジャっていう、はい、あの主人公の男の名前っていうことなんですけども、それはまあちょっとシンプルすぎるっていうところと、うん、まあそれではその中身っていうのがちょっと全然わからないっていうの で、ね、もう1つっていうのがレイガンですね、その出てきたあの銃の形なんですけれども、うん、それが50年代とかちょっと懐かしい感じのする単語でもあって、かっこいいというよりかはもうむしろ懐かしいみたいな感じの響きだったんですけれども、はいはいはい、まあ、その後その金っていうのが出てきた時に、うん、まあ、その内容にも関係しているし、うん、これが一番いいんじゃないかということで金になりました。
なるほどね。じゃあ次、ホゲヤマさんからの質問なんですが、イーライの部屋のテレビでバブルガムクライシスが流れていたんですけど、
いや
あれは誰の趣味ですか？
YesThat was our idea. We wanted what was on the TV to represent who he was and to paint a better picture for the audience of who he was. That he wasn't a cool kid. He was maybe a little bit of a nerdy kid and he was a bit of an outsider. And so watching an older anime style cartoon and something that wasn't in English, so he had to really hunt it down.Really kind of describe to us what type of guy he is. He's very obsessive. He's someone who is a hunter. He can look, he's like, and he also collected metal at the beginning of the film, and he's a scrapper. And so all of these type of things shows his personality. Also, me and John are just fans of Bubblegum Crisis and all those types of cartoons that played in both Australia and America.In the morning, so things like Robotech and Transformers and all of that type of stuff we grew up with in the late 80s and early 90s. And so Bubblegum Crisis, when we were hunting for something to put on the TV and someone suggested that that was something we could get the rights to, we jumped on that immediately and said, yes, it's Bubblegum Crisis.
まず、まあ、アイディアっていうのは自分たちのアイディアなんですけれども、
はいはい、
テレビで流れているものっていうのに、うん、その登場人物イーランの、うん、がどんな人物であるかっていうのを見せることになると思ったので、うんうんうん、それを流すことですごいあのクールなっていうよりかはちょっとオタクなというか、はい、ちょっとアウトサイダーな感じの子で、はい、でもすごい古いものっていうのが好きで、うん、しかもその自分たちの英語でないっていうものもあったりとかして、もともと英語のものではないっていうのもあったりして、はい、でそれを、突き詰めていく性格っていうのもそれを出すことができるとか、あとまあそのスクラップを集めたりとか、
はいはい、
そういう人物像を表すことができるものを探していたということですね。で、
うん、
バブルガムクライシスもとても自分たちが好きな作品だったりとか、はい、小さい頃の朝やっていて見ていたものであるし、で、うん、その何をテレビに流すかっていうので、うん、そのバブルガムクライシスがこう出てきた時に、うん、それが一番その登場人物のことも語れるしっていうので、もう即決しました。
なるほどね。
I just wanted to also say that yes, we can hear you.If you look at the scene of Bubblegum Crisis that is on the TV screen, you can also notice that the characters are foreshadowing the cleaner characters that are chasing Elijah in the movie. They are also on motorbikes and they also have armor on. So it was just something that was quite perfect to sort of point a finger at what he will ultimately see at the end of the film that he has no idea about at this point.
バイクに乗って追いかけているっていうシーンがあるんですけれども、はい、映画の中でも、うん、イライラが後々ですね、その装備をこうした人たちにバイクで追いかけられるシーンがちょっとリンクするところとかがあって、はいはい、それを表しているっていうの
があって、その
見ている時点では全くわからないけれども、
うん、
その後々のストーリーとつながっているっていうので、そういう点でも完璧な、チョイスだったと思います。
なるほどね。続いて、北斗さんからの質問なんですが、テレビゲームからの影響はありますか？あるとすれば、どんなゲームから影響を受けていますか？
Yeah, I think we talked early on about, you know, games like Doom and, you know, first-person shooters,
like Halo, games that use very large weapons. And we like the idea of putting one of those fantasy sort of weapons in the hands of a child in a very real world setting and seeing what that would look like. Because obviously kids in 2020 are very familiar with, you know, machinery and devices and weaponry in video games. And as soon as you put something real in the hands of these kids,
it's dangerous.
It's something that's incredibly powerful and incredibly dangerous. I think they could be a little desensitized to violence and things like that. So these are all questions that we wanted to sort of ask in the film. And that sort of became through this lens of video games versus reality in a way.
I'll tell you part two in a second.
影響を受けたものとして、Dune とか、Halo、Destiny といったゲームがあるんですけれども、はいはい、そういったゲームの中では、大きい銃とか武器というものが使われていて、実際にそのリアルな世界でその子供に、持たせるということの、はいはいはい、感覚みたいなのを表すっていうので、そういったゲームから影響を受けています。
なるほどね。
We are video game players, and there's a lot of games that we like that kind of influenced some of the film. It was interesting, though, that when we were making the movie, a lot of things showed up in other games and movies and things, and it's a constant disappointment for a director because you think you're doing something unique, and then something else will come out in another piece of media.And it happened multiple times on the movie because you're working on it for so long. And so your concept stage is very early and then your visual effects stage is late. And throughout the whole process, you're watching other things come out that is doing similar things to you. So I remember Ghost in the Shell and Doctor Strange both came out while we were making our movie. And each one had things, hologram elements and things that were very similar to what we were designing and playing with. I remember also the video game The Division came out while we were working on the movie and had these things called echoes that were very similar to the hologram that we ended up making in the movie. And then once the movie came out, we had some people on Twitter saying, ah, yeah, they took that from The Division. And so these type of things happen all the time. And I don't think us as filmmakers ever want to steal from anyone else or even reference too heavily. But it's interesting how many minds are working on similar things at the same time. And then it's whoever comes out first.
自分たちもまあゲームをするんですけれども、はい、そういったものからのコンセプトとかを自分こうしたいっていうのを映画を作っているときに、その作っている段階で別の作品ですね、が似たようなものを、はい出してきたりというのが何回かあって、それすごいがっかりしたんですけど、例えばそのディビジョンっていうゲ
ームが、はい、ディビジョンね、はい、
ではホログラム、エコーと呼ばれるホログラムが使われていたりとか、それはすごい自分たちがやろうとしていたものと、同じで、後々まあ公開されたときにツイッターとかで、ああ、これディビジョンからバッてやつかなって言われた時はすごく残念だったんですけど、面白い点っていうのは、そういった違うところで、似たようなものをこう作ろうっていうようなマインドになっている、別の人が別のところでそういう同じようなこう、インプレッションを受けているっていうのは面白いところだ
なと。なるほどね。はい。
Another example is Doctor Strange, and when that had portals that opened up and people could step through them, obviously that was very similar to the end of our movie, and we were quite nervous watching Doctor Strange thinking, they're playing with fire and sparks, and that was an idea that we were playing with, and we were all like, no! Okay. And so we had to sort of change a little bit and allow it to evolve naturally.To the ice that we ended up using at the end of the movie, just so that it could be different and have its own voice.
もう一つ、ドクター・ストレンジで使われていた、すごい火花が起こって、サークルの中からこう、そうですね。別次元から人が来るっていう、はい、あれも自分たちのコンセプトと本当に一緒だったので、また見せないようにちょっと、変えて、氷です、を使ったものに変えて
なるほど
ということがあります。
そう難しいな。
Yeah, and sometimes going up against a big Marvel movie like that, it feels like you're in a rowboat against a big cruise liner ship. And so, you know, we have to be resourceful and flexible and, you know,
try to be creative,
do the best we can with what we have.
Yeah.
時々やっぱりそういうマーベルと対策と被ってしまうところっていうのがあるので、mm-hmm. そういうのをチェックして、そう、あの、全く同じにならないように
考えてい
きたいということをしています。
Mm-hmm. では、続いておばさんからの質問です。音楽を担当したモグワイはどういう経緯で作品に参加したのですか？
Well, we could talk for an hour about Mogwai because we're big fans, but I'll try to keep it short.
Should we do another podcast about Mogwai?
Just about Mogwai.
Yes.
Okay, so when we were making the movie, and even before when we were making Bagman, we put together a playlist that had a lot of music in it. And the music ended up helping us create the style and the tone of the movie. And we realized that we had a lot of Mogwai in the playlist. And so we... went to our agents here in America, and we talked about who would do the music, and they gave us a few names, and we gave them names back, and one of the names that we pushed was Mogwai. We said, can we get to them? And so they said yes, and they sent out the script to Mogwai, and suddenly we're on a phone call with the lead guitarist and singer, or not singer, because they don't sing too much, but his name's Stuart from Mogwai. And we're talking about a movie, and he ended up saying how much he loved it and that he turns down big Hollywood movies all the time, but this is something, he's a big sci-fi fan, and the band overall loves science fiction, and they wanted to make our movie. And so we got to work with one of our favorite bands to produce music that we didn't want to sound like every other movie. We wanted it to feel a bit unique and have its own voice and capture both sides of the movie, which is the beautiful and the scary and the dark. And so the beautiful was piano and the dark was this guitar, distorted guitar. And Mogwai do both of those things very well. And so we came up with a great score for the movie.
まず第一に、自分たちはモグワイのすごいビッグファンなので、はい、もうこれで別のポッドキャストができるぐらいなので、いろいろまあ考えてプレイリストを上げていた時にやっぱりモグワイのやつがいっぱい出てきたので、はい、アメリカに来て誰に音楽を担当してみるのかっていうところで、モグワイと、できるかっていうのをスタッフの人たちと話をして、じゃあやってみようということで、モグワイのシュアートと、電話で話した時に、はい、他の映画だったらいろいろハリウッドの映画断ってきたけれども、今回 の, アイディアっていうのはとても気に入ってもらえて、はい、彼ら全員も SF のファンであってで了承してもらったというところなんですけれども、音楽的なところで言うと、美しくてダークなものっていうのを、目指していて、でそれができるモグワイかなと思って決めました。
なるほどね。
And so then we got the chance to travel to where they lived in Glasgow and actually record the music with them, which was a real honor because we, throughout the process, talked to them about the sounds that we love from them as a band and the instruments that we love. And we really got to guide the process and watch them do their thing in the studio from a very close distance.And be a part of the making of the music. And, you know, in a way, we got to sort of help produce our favorite Mogwai album because it was everything we loved about them as a band. And after they said to us, this is one of our favorite albums we've ever done. And thank you for helping us do that. And we were like,
実際に自分たちグラスゴーまで行ってその録音っていうのに立ち会ったんですけれども、はい、結果もう自分たちが一番お気に入りのモグワイのアルバムができたぐらいの感じで思っていたら、はい、向こうモグワイの方も、うん、自分たちが中でも一番ベストな、うん、アルバムができたっていうことを言ってもらえたので、う
ん、
とても嬉しかったし、
もう
歓喜を持った。
なるほど。
And then at the end, they told usWhen we were in the studio with them, they said, what we love to do is take some of the pieces of music from the movie, some of the small pieces, and make them bigger, make them longer, and make a real album. And so they extended some of the, they extended some of the songs, and they made a full vinyl album, which, you know, is one of the proudest things for us about the movie, because it's not the movie itself, but it's something that has its own life and something people can listen to and enjoy whether they've seen the movie or not.
そのモグエたちがやるのが好きとかこういうことをやりたいっていうのも一つの中に、
はい、
映画の音楽の中からこう、うん、伸ばしてきてというかそれを広げて一つのアルバムを作るっていうところがあるんですけど、はい、実際その彼らそれをやってくれて、
はい、
もう一つ のアルバムにあったものがあります、
はい、今ね LP を見せてくれてましたけどね、
はい